Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. A Vision in Blue, Lonnie the Theater Lady.
Hello.
Hello, how are we and what are we talking about?
We are talking about, now that you're going to think I'm pulling your leg here, we're talking about Blank.
That's the name of the show.
That's the name of the
show. Yes, very good.
And it's appropriately named because a big portion of the show, let me explain this. This is different. This is a really unique, engaging night of theater. It is by the Iranian playwright Nassim Soleimanpour, mm-hmm. who also wrote White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, which you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
So this is the same idea as far as the actor changes every single night. And, oh, wow, they have an all-star cast of actors that they're bringing in. Amazing.
And this is 12 Pierce Theater, yes.
12 Pierce Theater down in the basement to the Cathedral of Learning mm-hmm. and the Rich Rao Theater. Listen to this lineup of people they're having. Last night I saw Demetria March. We're talking Dana Griffith, Marty Giles, Hazel LaRoy, Missy Moreno, Randy Kovich, Karen Baum. I mean, this, I could go on forever. This list is amazing, and they all do it just one night. So this playwright...
So you could go multiple nights and kind of see a different show every night.
Totally see a different show, and I'll try to explain why, because they ask us very clearly not to spoil any surprises and not to say too much.
Okay.
Because part of the fun of it is not knowing so what you're going to experience.
Maybe that's enough then. What can you say then?
Well, I can tell you that it's kind of the point of this. The playwright calls his works machines, mm-hmm. not plays. So the idea of this machine is that everybody has their own story, and when the actor comes in and opens the sealed script that they have never seen before, there are blanks in this script that are filled in by various members of the audience.
Oh,
so
geez.
We actually create...
It's Mad Libs. I remember this.
You know, I said that to Buzz last night. I said, did you feel a little bit like Mad Libs?
This has been done before, yeah. In grade school, we all did this.
It depends on how the actor approaches it, how the answers the audience gives. So last night ranged from poignant to funny to nostalgic. It just depends.
Well, how does the audience know when to fill something in? Does the actor go, and then I went to the, like, how do they know when to fill something in?
It's all part of the instructions. So I don't want to, again, spoil any of the surprise. I might have already said too much.
Uh-oh. They're coming for you. The men in blank.
That's right. But it truly was entertaining. And I'd like to go back if I can fit it in, because I know each night will be totally different. Mm-hmm. And a lot is dependent on the mood of the audience and the audience members. And I don't want to say too much more.
Did you fill anything in?
I had a turn.
Oh, okay. So everybody gets a turn?
Maybe.
All right. Are you at liberty to say what you said? Even just out of context, just what did you offer?
I actually forget.
How very convenient.
Yeah. It wasn't brilliant, whatever it was, but
I don't know.
A lot of the answers weren't. I mean...
So everybody that contributed from the audience maybe should get writing credits then.
I never thought of that.
But so overall, you know, it's tough with something like this. You can't really say much about it. But what was the feeling that you were left with as far as this as a theatrical experience?
That's what it felt like. It felt more like almost performance art rather than an actual play, which is why I guess... Mm-hmm. He hesitates to call his works plays.
But what does he call them?
Machines.
Oh, well, that's right. Okay. So.
But I don't know what to say other than it was extremely interesting and just wondering what's coming next. made it so much fun. And it was fun also for the actor because they didn't know what was coming next until they turned the page.
Mm-hmm. And here's just a line from the artistic director Vince Ventura's notes. Who are you? Question mark. What is your story? Question mark. How will you fill in the blanks?
Exactly.
Well, you have until May 19th to find out.
And even if you're not a big theater buff, you know, especially a lot of, well, I shouldn't stereotype, but I hear a lot of women say, oh, my husband won't go to the theater. He doesn't like plays. I think anybody would be amused by this, even somebody that's not a big theater buff, just because it's so totally different than anything you've ever experienced.
And with a roster of some of Pittsburgh's finest actors.
That's a real coup, these actors that they got. Oh, my gosh.
Blank. Presented by 12 Piers Theatre and the Richard E. Rouse Studio Theatre through May 19th.
You got it.
Check it out. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.